All right, Dave, we are back, and we have our great guest with us, Joe Ault. For the people who don't know Joe, Joe's from the Twin Cities. He's Northeast Minneapolis kid out of Totina High School. He's only a little shade underneath 6'9" and 325 pounds, played at Notre Dame, was a left tackle that I watched him from the game he started at Virginia Tech throughout his career. Probably the best offensive tackle I've seen, maybe even better than his dad, who happens to be in the Ring of Honor at Kansas City. I'm not sure which guy might be better. Your dad was a monster. I played against him in high school. I played against him in college when he was at Iowa, at Minnesota. He was at the Chiefs, and I bounced around. So I knew your dad really well, and I didn't like him. So he's a very big, menacing guy who's really, really good. Probably the best offensive lineman I ever faced. Joe, you're going to be in Minnesota for the draft. Tell us a little bit about that. Why will you be in Minnesota, not Detroit? And I know how close you and your dad are. Your dad's coached and everything else, and you've probably watched his film. So why are you in Minnesota? And then secondly, are you better than your father?
I'll start with the second one. My dad is one of the best players I've watched in film and really have learned so much from him. So I am not going to say I'm better than my father. There's obviously his accolades speak for themselves. He was a heck of a player, and I've loved watching him as I've grown up. So, you know, I'm not going to say I'm better than him. He's definitely better than me at this point, but obviously striving to be the best I can be. But at this point, my dad's definitely better than me. But with the draft, I decided to stay at home. Family's really important to me, and it would have been a tough decision for me to, you know, pick who I would have brought. I have four other siblings, and they're all married and have kids and getting babysitters and whatnot. I just wanted all the people who are really close to me and, you know, show gratitude, and the people who have supported me throughout this, you know, this journey. I want them all to be there, my close friends and family. So that's kind of what the reasoning behind staying at home was.
Joe, Dave Schwartz here. Thank you for joining us this morning, and congratulations on what this week is going to bring for you and your family. I'm curious, as a young man and as this draft really kind of ramps up in the next couple of days, are you the kind of person, the kid who does think about all this stuff? I mean, there's a lot to read if you want to, and to listen to if you want to. Or do you just kind of put it out of your mind and say, wherever I'm going to go, I'm going to go, and when that time comes, I'll worry about it then?
Yeah, I'm an anxious person by nature, so, you know, usually I'd be super stressed about this kind of stuff. But with this one, you know, the way I feel about it is I've, you know, put my best foot forward with, you know, three seasons at Notre Dame, put my best foot forward at the combine and with my, you know, post-combine interviews. So for me, you know, it's mostly just gratitude and excitement here coming up on Thursday. You know, wherever I go, I can't wait to, you know, join the new team, join the new city. So for me, I don't look at a ton of the, you know, the stuff out there on the social media. I kind of stay just doing my thing, and whatever happens, happens, and I just can't wait for the next step.
And for those that don't really follow it as close as I do, by the way, Joe was the number one offensive tackle at the combine when you put together all the numbers of what he did and what he accomplished. So that's one of the reasons he's going to be going maybe top five or six for sure. So very interesting. Did you get a chance to talk to Jim Harbaugh or Brian Callahan? I bring up those names because Harbaugh's obviously with the Chargers. They're number five. Titans are number seven with Brian Callahan. Obviously, you talk to all the different coaches over time, but is there something that you kind of looked at there in their eyes that you kind of felt like, you know what, this guy's the guy who's going to take me?
Yeah, you know, for me at the combine, I was with Coach Harbaugh, and he just really reiterated to me, like, you know, one of the most important things he sees is the offensive line, how he sees it's kind of what fuels the offense and what it runs with. So, you know, that interview was very important. And it went really well, and I thought, you know, I put my best foot forward there. And then I actually had a 30 visit with the Titans, was able to go see their facility and talk with both Coach Brian Callahan and Coach Bill Callahan. And that was a great experience for me, especially with Coach Bill Callahan, just kind of talking offensive line play. He, you know, explains it very black and white, tells you exactly what he wants. And, you know, that allows me to really understand what he wants, and then it's really easy to, you know, dissect film and, you know, see what you did wrong or what you want to do better the next time, and, you know, really grow as a player and get better faster, I think. So both those interviews went really well, and, you know, I'd be very excited at either place.
Joe Ault joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline this morning as he gets ready for the draft coming up on Thursday night. Joe, when you look at the teams that are up there and may pick you, there's so many different options. I've seen everything. You know, every team has a different scenario. Do you look at teams and think, you know, this is a situation I like. I like this idea that maybe there's a great quarterback that I can protect or a new quarterback that I can get to know. There's guys that I can learn from versus maybe there's not as many guys that I can learn from. Do you look at situations in your head and think, and you don't have to give me team names, but look at situations and think, you know what, this is a place where I could really fit well and my career could start off right?
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting draft where there's multiple different teams who are looking at offensive tackles, and some teams have guys who have solidified roles and who are playing, and, you know, it'd be, you know, coming in and learning from them and kind of getting experience and kind of having them teach you and hopefully take me under their wing. And there's other places where, like you said, you know, new quarterbacks, you know, quarterbacks who are solidified, but they need an offensive tackle to go in and play right away. So they're both really exciting, you know, and they're different in their own ways, but it'd be exciting to do both. Obviously, I'd love to learn. So, you know, learning from a veteran who really knows the game well would be, you know, really great for me. Also, if it means I go somewhere I got to play right away, I'd be really excited to do that and, you know, try to go out there and, you know, put my best foot forward, succeed at the, you know, play the best I can each and every snap. So both options are really exciting for me, and I think it'd be a, you know, a blast either one.
Joe, how about the opportunity? I saw this the other day, and I was just enamored by it. But the opportunity for working with USAA, and tell us a little bit about that ride in that helicopter.
Yeah, you know, I partnered with USAA before the draft and was able to go out to Selfridge Air National Air Base in Detroit and got to meet a whole bunch of military members. And, you know, military is very important to my family. I had two grandfathers who both served in the Army. So that was kind of why, like, deep down why I wanted to go do it. And, you know, a little plus was we got to fly in a Blackhawk helicopter up over Detroit and over the draft site. And, you know, I think it's probably one of the biggest core memories I have. I took a lot of mental imagery when I was up in that helicopter. It was super cool experience, and I really was grateful for the opportunity because I had so much fun that day.
Joe, throughout this process, and I know you probably met with all, if not most, of the teams, and I know that a lot's being made of, you know, what do guys get asked and what do you talk about. You don't have to give us a team name, but what is the most bizarre or craziest thing you've been asked or asked about throughout this whole combine to draft process?
Yeah, there was one interview at the combine where we were just kind of finishing up, and the GM asked me, he goes, "So you're kind of a goody two-shoes, huh? You haven't had any military, or not military, any police troubles or, you know, been in jail?" I'm like, "No, not that I can think of. I haven't really done much." He's like, "Ah, so you're one of those goody two-shoes type." I'm like, "I guess. I mean, you want me to go commit a crime or something? That's not, you know, my background. If you want me to, I guess I can, but no, that's not me." So that was probably the, you know, the funniest or weirdest, you know, question I got asked in an interview.
Hey, Joe, how about just last year you had Sam Hartman join the team, right? And it's just for a kind of a one and done. And tell us a little bit about that and how that experience was. And should Sam be getting talked about more as far as being a quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, Sam, I think, is one of the most league-ready quarterbacks I've ever met. He came into Notre Dame and, you know, knew that he was coming into a foreign environment, but he came in ready to work, and I think that's what kind of why me and his relationship really, you know, was on a great foot to start. He came in being the hardest worker in the room, earning respect by not his voice, but being in the film room, being in the building longer than anybody on the team, putting the time in. And then through that, you know, I noticed him, and then he's like, "Hey, you know, how do you look at things?" So we really had a great relationship. I think he prepares better than any quarterback I've ever met in my entire life, knowing exactly the game plan, knowing how to lead an offense in a huddle and on the field pre-snap. I think he's an awesome quarterback, and you know, selfishly, I think he should be talked about a lot better because, you know, I think he's a heck of a player. I've seen what he's done, and I think, you know, I'm really excited to see where he goes. I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
It's the voice of Joe Alt on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Joe, last one for me. There's a lot of teams interested. It's probably a long shot, but certainly the Vikings could use some offensive line help. What's the thought on the possibility of playing in your hometown? I mean, there's goods and bads, and everyone has their opinion, but what are your thoughts? Is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, I know I have. It'd obviously be, you know, super exciting to be able to stay home and be close to people who I love, my family, being there to support me. It'd be obviously something that I really enjoy, being able to stay close to where I'm from and kind of know the area would be super exciting. You know, being able to go into an environment where, you know, they have two tackles who have a lot of experience, who have played at a high level, being able to learn from them would be, you know, something that I would really, you know, take advantage of and try to learn from them because they play at the highest level. So it'd be a really exciting opportunity.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what, we're excited for you because, you know, your family's just unbelievable athletes and great people. And you obviously have stood up strong like you were talking about. You don't have anything going on in the jails locally down there in Notre Dame. So that's probably a very good thing as well. But thank you so much, man. We really appreciate you taking the time. And we're so excited for you, your family. Please say hi to your mother and father for me.
Will do. Thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate it.
Joe, thanks so much. Really nice to chat with you. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, best of luck to Joe this week. What a phenomenal young man. Any team that gets him is clearly, as you heard from this conversation, a lucky team because not only is he good on the field, but he's clearly smart, carries himself well as well. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for us today. We will talk more about NFL draft next week. I am sure there will be no shortage of topics, Pete. For now, we'll see you then. Have a great week, everybody.
See you guys.